Hi, my name is Dan Ferber, and I appreciate you listening to my podcast, Buffalo Advice Dad. I'm a father here from Buffalo, and I like to just give words of wisdom that I hopefully will help make your day a little brighter. And if you've gotten something out of this, listening to this, please share and subscribe it. And you can also follow me on Instagram and on TikTok at Buffalo Advice Dad as well. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the show. If I had to guess, you're probably listening to this podcast while in your car. Well, that's because when I listen to podcasts, I'm usually driving. And I like to save gas too. So that's why I downloaded the Upside app. Now, I was a little hesitant at first, but I've actually gotten some money back. It's not enough to make me rich, but it is enough to take the wife out on a date. So if you want to save money on local restaurants and even gas, download the Upside app. The information is in the show notes. And enjoy listening to the next podcast. Have a great day. Hi, hope all those who are listening are doing well today. So today I wanted to talk about my experience about taking a chance here. Now, just to give you an idea, this wasn't really a big chance, but I'm kind of surprised on how it turned out here. So I got some records from my parents, you know, older stuff, Bob Dylan, a couple Beatles, Tommy, The Who, you know, some classic rock records. And I decided to post some of them on Facebook Messenger, and never did it before. And I was like, kind of, a little, unsure. I wasn't sure, if somebody was going to Dubai or not. But I just, took the chance, and I did try bring them to a place, a whole bunch of them, and they were going to give me, $5 for the whole, lot of them. I think it was, 20 in there. I was like, no, I'm not taking the $5. It's they wouldn't budge. I'm like, okay, fine. So I put them on there, and somebody, locally wanted to buy one of the records. I'm like, sure, yeah, that's great. I was like, I never really sold anything on Messenger before, and I bought stuff on there, but never really sold anything, and I was like, okay, so we met, and I sold it for, the album for $12, so definitely more than what I would have gotten if I was sold them all as a bunch to the group for the $5. But, the thing is, taking the chance was, something I think we're all, afraid of at times, trying to take a step forward because we're worried about what somebody will think, or we're worried about what will happen, I was worried about, meeting some, stranger, I'm an adult, and it just seemed, my mind was playing situations that I knew were 99% not going to happen here. You know, it was just, you know, the fear in my head, you know, that, you know, somebody on Facebook, I mean, it's kind of silly when you think about it now, you know, that somebody on Facebook Messenger is going to message you and then kidnapped you. And it was just, you know, it was just weird, you know, and, you know, I think sometimes the human brain works like that. You know, it works the fact that we think of the worst possible thing that could happen. And therefore we are afraid to take a chance here. So that's, you know, but I'm glad I took the chance, you know, and it worked out. And I hope that, you know, whatever endeavor you decide to do, you know, listen, take that chance, you know, take the chance of applying for the new job or putting something out there. For me, you know, I still have that fear even before I do it. But every time I put something out there, you can see I put, I guess, a lot of stuff out there. I'm still here and, you know, life is still moving forward here. So I hope this message helps somebody out here today. Thank you for listening. And have a great day. All those who are listening are doing well. Hi, thank you for listening to this episode from Buffalo Advice Dad. I hope this helped you out in some way. Please remember to subscribe and share the podcast. And you can also check out my other stuff at buffaloadvicedad.com. I hope you have a good rest of your day.